Hello and welcome to our Science Talks program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody and Happy New Year, everybody. It is 2018, another year in the books. Hopefully you guys had a wonderful 2017, 2018 being here. This is such a beautiful time of the year as it's a time of renewing and setting goals and really moving in the right direction towards those things that you want to accomplish. And of course, today we want to focus on your health and your well-being. And we have the wonderful and amazing Dr. Paul Arciero. And he's going to make sure that you guys are set with success and have some tools on hand and some tips and knowledge to be able to drive success even that much more. And for those that have been a part of Isagenix for some time, you know who this gentleman is. Dr. Paul is such an incredible guy. I mean, he's brilliant. His background is extensive, and we all here at Isagenix got to know Dr. Paul through the clinical studies that he aligned with Isagenix with. He's our third-party professor and scientist that is moving through a tremendous amount of study work to produce results to show us all what Isagenix is actually doing in the body. And they've been ongoing now for, what, 2 years, Dr. Paul?
Has it been actually, Kirsty, closer to probably three. 2014 was okay. Right around when I started. So
yeah.
And I mean, the years add up quick.
Oh man, I know. And by the way, if you want access to what has been published and is available to you based on those studies, you can find them on isogenixhealth.net. But so he has graced our stages at events to share all of this scientific information, and we are so thrilled to have him a part of our Isagenix family. But I want to share a little bit about his background. Dr. Paul is a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine and the Obesity Society, and is a member of the advisory board for the American Heart Association. He is a leading expert in nutrition and fitness lifestyle interventions to optimize health and physical performance. And he's published more than 50 research studies on performance nutrition and exercise training in the world's most respected peer-reviewed science journals, including Obesity Journal, Frontiers in Physiology, American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and so on. I would say that the most impressive is three of Dr. Paul's publications have attained the coveted classic, quote, classic status, being referred by other scientists at least 100 times in peer-reviewed scientific medical journals. So that's a big, big deal. But one of Dr. Paul's most important scientific discoveries, and you're going to learn a little bit more about this in just a second, was his discovery on what moderate amounts of protein over periods of your day, several times a day, what that does with the reduction of total body and abdominal fat. And this protocol is called PRIZE, and it's part of PRIZE, and it's protein pacing. And this could be huge for some of you as you are moving through your New Year's resolution health and wellness goals when it comes to weight loss and muscle gain. So, but he's been, you know, on peer-reviewed publications. He's worked extensively with medical publications like Duke Medicine Health News or Villanova Cope. He's been in popular media, including the Wall Street Journal and Prevention Magazine and Good Housekeeping. I mean, the list goes on. He's been on Sirius XM with public radio as well. And he does a lot of nutritional consulting for not only the healthcare industry, but the automotive industry. He serves on scientific advisory boards. He actually regularly serves as a sports performance nutritionist at different collegiate levels, Olympic levels, and even for professional athletes in the professional arena. But as I had mentioned, he is the creator of PRIZE and is the president and CEO of PRIZE LLC. But we are so grateful to have him here, a part of Isagenix, performing these studies. He's on our scientific advisory board, and we're just so grateful to have you with us, Dr. Paul. So welcome and Happy New Year.
Kirsty, thank you for that intro. And well, happy new year to you as well. And this is such a treat. Every time I have an opportunity to share this information with you and the listeners and even in person, it's just a thrill. And it's a wonderful gift and I never take it for granted. So I'm excited and thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely, it's our pleasure. I know you're a busy dude. You are all over the place, my goodness. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I know once we finish recording our podcast here for everybody, you're off to corporate to go and do some fun stuff there. But it's New Year's resolutions time. This is so huge. But what's crazy to me is that people are so jacked on January 1. They set all these goals, right? And then by just a few days in, there's a large number of people that have already failed and fallen off the wagon, so to speak. And then a little bit further out, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, it's just like the failure rate is huge. And so in your opinion, share with us, you know, what the latest statistics are when it comes to goal setting with New Year's resolutions, when it comes to your health and well-being, and why there is that failure rate.
You know, first off, as you mentioned, the number of people, and again, I think, you know, I'll fully disclose, I mean, I even have that level of heightened commitment right around New Year's. It's a new year and it's a new start. It's like you said, it's you know, a fresh start for so many people, not just maybe financially, personally, but for sure physically. It is a time where people are thinking, this is it, this is the year I'm gonna, you know, finally take control of my health. And so what we have is statistics right now. We know that at a minimum, 60% of people in the U.S., which is 2 out of 3, make these New Year's resolutions. And that's a ton. And that might even be an underestimation, Kirsty. There might be even higher than that 60%. But let's just assume it's 2 out of 3 people. And many of their goal is to get healthier. In fact, with New Year's resolutions, the vast majority of them are specifically centered and focused on getting healthier, taking control of their health, eating better, exercising more, taking time out of the day to nourish their mind, not only their body. And so we have statistics that show of those, you know, 60% or more that commit to a New Year's resolution, more than 85% of them are committed to a healthier resolution. But here's where it gets a little bit sad. And this is where I feel so compelled in terms of the work that I do to change this statistic, because it's so dreadful. But only 8% are successful in achieving those resolutions. I mean, so when you think about it, of the vast majority of the population that commit, many of which are committed to getting healthier, less than 8% actually succeed. So that is dreadful, and something has to happen. And I'm hoping that by the end of our podcast today, you and I have solved the problem. We've now got, you know, not just 60% of the population that are committed, but we have 100% of them fulfilling those New Year's resolutions. So that would be wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So why do you think that the number of individuals or the inability to stick to goals and to complete the mission, so to speak, why they have such a difficult time? I mean, because obviously there's got to be factors in here when it comes to assisting with success, but it's not happening in most cases. So why is it?
You know, in my own experience, and I've worked now with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people with the work that I've done through my written work, as you mentioned, being on TV, on the radio, speaking live. You know, it's been in the hundreds of thousands. And I can tell you that of all the people of all ages, fitness level, and health, they're so committed to their health as a primary resolution, at least for the new year. But the complaint that they all have is they don't know what to do, or they don't know how to do it. And I find that very perplexing and very actually ironic, because we have massive amounts of health information at our fingertips, right? I mean, anybody can get onto the internet and type in New Year's resolution or health and exercise and nutrition, and they're gonna be bombarded with options for them to choose from. And so I think I call it this, you know, case of misinformation overload, because there's so much confusion, there's so much misinformation. And what it ends up happening, is the opposite response of what was intended to happen. So people go to the internet, or people go out and seek this information, and they have really good intentions to adopt a new healthy lifestyle, especially for the new year. And because there's so much information out there and it's so confusing and perplexing to them, it actually ends up producing the opposite effect that it was intended to do. And many people get frozen. They get immobilized by all the information. And so they end up actually shutting down. Mm-hmm. And so they don't end up taking on a healthier lifestyle. So it's this problem of too much information. And more importantly, I think I'd like to summarize it this way as well. Much of the information is not scientifically supported. It's not proven through science. And so I think that's where, for those that do start on these healthy resolutions, they don't end up succeeding, because it's usually a fad, or it's usually not grounded in science. And so I think that's an issue. And lastly, Kirsty, it's not personalized. It's not customized to the person. So those three things: misinformation and just too much of it that causes immobilization of them, and they don't know where to go. Number two, it's not science-based. And then finally, number three, it's not personalized to them. And that's what I would consider the three major factors of why people don't succeed.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love all of that, because Isagenix can tick off each one of those three with what we've got here. Seriously,
that's
it's science backed, it's customizable, and it's doable. That's the thing. So obviously, you know, and the other thing too is the misinformation. Mm-hmm. Is also, you're going to see a lot of fads out there. And I can imagine for somebody, Dr. Paul, that has been on a quest to find something to help them feel better. And we all wake up, you know, planting our feet on the ground every day, feeling like $1 million. But a lot of people have not found what we have, or they don't understand, you know, all of the facets to health and well-being. So here they are, they're on a quest to find something. And with failing over and over again, it's kind of, it's got to affect the psyche. And, you know, it's just like, well, why try? Or, you know, I mean, I always fail, kind of a thing. So to actually find something that works is truly exciting. But they have the battle of kind of like sifting through and weeding with misinformation and fad diets and stuff. So let's talk about programs, because we know that programs work. They help people stay on track. But I really want to focus on your PRISE protocol, because this is huge in the sense of making sure that people hit, if they hit all of these areas, they're going to have a beautiful result with their bodies over a period of time. So what does PRISE stand for? And share a little bit about it.
Oh, I get so excited when I have an opportunity to speak about it, because it does touch on all of those three factors that we just talked about and you just summarized so nicely. And that is, it was my response to this confusion that many people are faced with in terms of adopting a healthy lifestyle with nutrition and exercise. So I serve, as you mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, on several of these governing bodies of exercise and nutrition. And what I was actually surprised when I first came on board and I saw what some of these recommendations by these leading governing bodies were for the general public, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not even you know, abiding by that. I can't even achieve those exercise recommendations or those food recommendations. Why? Because they're so cumbersome. They're so confusing. And in fact, they're so overwhelming. And when it comes to exercise recommendations, another startling statistic is that less than 20 20% of the U.S. population meets the exercise recommendations. Now, that's a huge gap between what is we know to be the proper way to exercise and what is actually being achieved by people. And it comes down to the same thing. They're not feasible for most people. Nutrition, the same thing. You know, we provide all of these lofty nutrition goals for people and recommendations, but they're just not feasible for most people. So my response to the exercise and nutrition recommendations, of which I actually play a role in forming as one of the scientists that are included in these position stands by these organizations, was to say, all right, let's look at this a different way. Let's look at exercise and nutrition and lifestyle recommendations in the eyes of the average typical person, trying to navigate their day. How realistic are these? And they just weren't. And so I devised this program and tested it scientifically for the last now 10 years. I've been a nutrition and exercise scientist for 30 years, but I've committed and dedicated myself with my research to better provide a navigation plan for people with exercise and nutrition. And I've come up with it, the acronym PRIZE. And I love the name, of course, because we all love prizes. And I give that little slogan, keep your eye on the prize. And I spell it PRISE. And the P, of course, stands for protein pacing, which I've spoken about in the past. But that is comprised of five things. It's just a matter of making sure that you're consuming high quality protein, much of which is provided by Isagenics, of course, in their shakes and bars, evenly spaced throughout the day, every 3 hours. And each of those should contain approximately 20 to 40 grams each time you're eating those 4 to 6 evenly spaced protein paced small meals or snacks a day. With the first one eaten within the first hour of waking up in the morning, and then the last one at the end of the day consumed within 2 hours of going to bed at night. So that's protein pacing in concept. It's pretty simple to follow, but I do provide a customization and an individualization of protein pacing based on a person's age, their fitness level, and health status. And I think that's critical to helping them get the results that they want. And what you were referring to earlier, it's just critical. And my GenioFit app allows that to happen. And then the R stands for resistance training, which we all know we need to do because it keeps our muscles and body strong and kind of defends against the ravages of aging when we lose that muscle mass. So resistance exercise is critically important. I stands for high intensity interval training, which is so commonly recommended for people. You just have to do it properly and safely so that you don't injure yourself. And then the S stands for stretching, which we all know is really good for us. We just don't do it often enough. And then the E stands for endurance or aerobic exercise, which is what the vast majority of the population globally does for exercise. In fact, in most cases, if you were to go to a typical trainer, personal fitness trainer, or a gym, the majority of the recommendations for exercise are usually centered and focused around aerobic endurance exercise. And while that's an effective exercise strategy, it should not play the primary form of exercise that a person does. They need to balance their exercise routine with that high intensity interval, the stretching, and the resistance. And that combination of all four of those different types of exercise really provide the special sauce of the results that people will continue to get from an effective exercise program. And the best part, Kirsty, I need to stress is that you don't have to feel like you're held hostage to it. Like so many exercise and fad exercise programs lead the person to believe that the only way to get results is to completely exhaust your body and exercise to the absolute extreme 5, 6, 7 days a week. And just the opposite is true, that when you are following PRIZE, one day a week of each of those exercise provides you the maximal benefit and the maximum results. For some people, they can go to 5 days, but it's really not recommended that we exercise more than 5 days a week. Because you need time for your body to recover and respond to that exercise that you're doing. On those other 2 days, you can stay active. You just don't want to exhaust yourself to the point of exhaustion or feel as though you're being held hostage to it.
Mm. I love that you just said that, because I think that especially for people who have been pretty sedentary and inactive, going to the gym could be overwhelming, just like finding a nutritional program as well. And so starting off slow and working your way into it, the fact that you get to the gym and do something and then start to kind of season yourself in the RISE aspect of that, and work your way into it and feel good and enjoy yourself. And the stronger you get, the harder you're going to want to go. And you had mentioned something in an article that will be available, if not now, it might already be published, but it's talking about PRISE protocol. And you say something in there about making sure that you start off slow so that you avoid injury, because nobody mm-hmm. wants to deal with an injury that's going to set them back, whether it's an elbow or a shoulder or a knee or something like that, correct?
Oh, that's a great point. In fact, that's what I love about PRISE is that there's so much variety. One of the most common anecdotal comments that I have from the tens of thousands of people that I've influenced with PRISE is they say it's there's so much variety to it. It's not the monotony of the same thing over and over again that, you know, I get to have it changed up every week. And within each of those resistance, interval, stretching, and endurance exercises, there's a huge amount of variety. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it allows them not to have the risk of overuse injuries, or like you said, starting off too quick. It's very gradual, it's very customized. And so the whole goal is to keep people in the game, not to completely exhaust them or overuse their body performing just one type of exercise, or, you know, making them exercise too strenuously, too often. And that's why people end up failing, and that's why people end up not sustaining it long term. And so one of my goals with PRISE was to devise an exercise and lifestyle program that kept people in the game for the rest of their life, not have it something that they're only doing for a quick fix or temporary, but something that they can do every single day for the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm. And that would be GenioFit, correct?
Yes. That's
yes.
Right.
That's okay. So, I mean, you can go to the gym, and I always tell people, you know what? I loved hiring a personal trainer because she was able to teach me proper mm-hmm. movement, and, you know, whether it's setting your back properly when you're doing a squat or how to lunge properly to protect your knee, you know, that kind of a thing. It's fun. It's fun to educate, and you should invest in yourself, guys. I mean, if you're listening to this, invest in yourself. But the GenioFit is an app that you can find on iTunes that is completely created by Dr. Paul, and it incorporates all of the aspects of PRISE, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah,
yes, thank
love
you.
That. Yes.
And the protein pacing, you know, just to put that out there, that, you know, one of the things, and as you mentioned, as a third party independent scientist, I've been had the good fortune of testing various nutrition programs with PRISE, and the one that rises to the top, which I'm really honored and grateful to be able to share, is the Isagenix. And so when people follow the Isagenix performance solution with PRISE, the results are just off the charts. And that is including things like the IsoPro, the Isolean Pro, of course, the Isolean Shakes, which are the standard, industry standard, the Isolean Bars. Those all help not just allow people to undergo protein pacing easier, but they actually support the PRISE exercise routines at the highest level possible. So it's a great, you know, win-win for everybody to benefit with the nourishment of the healthy products, and then mm-hmm. with the RISE exercise.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a couple of things I want to kind of pop forward, and I want to go back to something in just a second, but I want to talk about cleanse days, because obviously if somebody's following the PRISE protocol, it requires it includes that protein pacing. But on cleanse days, obviously, you kind of step away from the PRISE protocol. And what did you see in regards to all of the participants within the clinical study with Isagenix as far as cleanse days? And I know, if I'm not mistaken, it was only one day per week, correct? And did you see some pretty amazing things happen?
We did. You know, the cleanse day is just absolutely critical. It's I call it it's the foundation of the health improvement that occurs with people. And it's so vital to providing their body with that high quality. And as you well know, I mean, your dad was so instrumental in devising the cleanse day routine, and then the quality of the ingredients that go into it. And much of what I observed with the clinical weight loss study was directly resulted from the cleanse day. And we only did the one day. And one of the rationales behind that, and I've talked about this previously, is because we extended it beyond kind of the typical 30-day system. We actually went, obviously, to 3 months, and then we extended it for an entire year. And so what we did was we just had them do the cleanse for the one day. But we know that there are many people. I think it's really up to the individual to see what works best for them. But one day is obviously effective. And of course, we have lots of people that have benefited tremendously from doing the two-day cleanse. So with the one day, it is a necessary component, not just for people that are interested in healthy weight loss, if that's part of their New Year's resolution, but also if people are going into the New Year's resolution with wanting to get healthier and fitter, that cleanse day is absolutely paramount. It's just as important as if they needed to do it for weight loss. So I just want to make sure that people understand that the wonderful benefit of the cleanse days are used for weight loss, and we know that, but they're also just as effective and important for people that are looking to adopt a healthy fitness routine, because we know that when we exercise, we are producing a lot of what we call free radicals, things that don't do our bodies so well. They're damaging to the body. It's part of what we call oxidative stress. And so when we have that process, cellular process taking place inside of our body, which is really brought on by a high level of exercise, a high level of food intake, the cleanse day is absolutely critical. I incorporate them on a regular basis, and I'm not interested in weight loss. I'm an active person. So it's really critical, and making sure that you follow that cleanse day according to the guidelines that they're currently promoted with, in terms of the 16 ounces of the cleanse 4 times a day, consuming wafers when you need it, and or thins, the whey thins, e-shots for those that like the caffeine, and then the Isa Delights. I mean, those are all really important components. And hydrate if you also need to replenish those electrolytes. So I think the point is that with the cleanse, it's extremely useful and proven scientifically to facilitate a healthy state of weight loss, but it's equally helpful for people that are also exercising. And I feel really strongly about it. I think it's often overlooked because exercise is so free radical producing and oxidatively damaging to people. So that cleanse day is critical.
Such a great reminder and great points there. You're right. I mean, there is more free radical damage in someone who's active and working out all the time than a couch potato. It's crazy, but that's true. But it's part of the equation. And but to be able to assist the body to kind of de-junk on cleanse days after, that free radical damage and go all the time, it's awesome to just take a little time out and reset and do some cleaning, interior cleaning. let's kind of switch gears here and move on to a couple of other areas, because obviously 5 to 6 days a week you do to just cruise through the PRISE protocol, add in a cleanse day or two. But then there's other elements too to kind of watch out for, like, for instance, stress. We know that, like, if you if you're not managing stress properly, it's just increased cortisol. It's, you know, I mean, it can sabotage some results for you, or slow maybe results, as well as maybe not sleeping as well or hydrating your body. So what do people need to watch for when it comes to stress and sleep and hydration?
That's such a great point. You know, we often overlook in our zealousness, right? I mean, mm-hmm. think about it. People, we have New Year's resolution. We're so, you know, jacked up, as you said. And, you know, we want to accomplish our goal. We want the results that we set out to achieve. And it's oftentimes sleep that takes the hit. And there's two quotes that I love. One is by Ernest Hemingway. He says, "I love sleep. My life has the tendency to fall apart when I'm awake, you know." And that kind of just says it all, that it's the forgotten golden nugget in our daily routine. And we sometimes take pride in the fact that we need less sleep to accomplish our daily life. And I think we need to revisit that and let our bodies have the proper amount of rest and recovery. So sleep is huge, and that helps us deal with stress. It helps us keep our cortisol and our stress hormones low. Sleep really is the glue that keeps our health and our bodies together. And without that sleep, that's when our health and our bodies begin to fall apart. So, yeah, I think that's so important. And having things, and again, we know that Isagenix, of course, has the sleep spray and other sleeping aids that are really effective. I know some people, I often will practice it, use Ionix as well at night, because it provides that along with the sleep spray. So very, very important. And we can't shortchange the importance of sleep in helping hold our bodies together. And we know that the damages of poor sleep, not just quantity, Kirsty, I think that's really important. Oftentimes people think, well, I just, you know, as long as I get that, you know, proper amount of sleep, you know, the quantity is one thing, but the quality of the sleep is just as important. Making sure that your body can get into that very deep, slow wave sleep pattern is critically important to helping you recover. That, along with taking time out during the day, and I know you had Rod on with the Healthy Mind and Body, and I'm such a supporter of that. One of the things that I incorporate into GenioFit, and one of the things that I do anytime I consult with individuals or large groups, is making sure that they incorporate a mindfulness awareness meditation into their daily routine. That mind-body technique, even when in during our waking hours, is just critical to providing us that connection between that mind body. It helps us clear our mind. It helps us reset during the day. It helps us stay committed to that healthy mindset that we have worked on with the Healthy Mind and Body. And it just, it nurtures us at a whole different level. You're right. I mean, we can nourish our body with healthy eating. We can nourish our body with the right exercise. That's what PRIZE is. But I think we sometimes forget to nourish our body with sleep and also that healthy mind-body reset. Mm-hmm. And so that, I just want to make sure that we don't pass over.
Yes, definitely. That's great information. And speaking of the healthy mind and body, so healthy mind and body, boy, I think the company pays you to do that. I'm not kidding. They give you some sort of a coupon or something at the end of the completion of that. It's an amazing program because, as Rod Hairston says, you can lose weight, but you might have a fit body but a fat mind. So that program will help the psychology aspect of, you know, with a healthy thought process and healthy thinking, healthy psychology. I love it. And then also too, the Isobody Challenge. Dr. Paul, what do you think about that program?
One of my favorites, without question, in terms of the offerings of Isagenix. I just think that the Isobody Challenge, and I'm excited, they've asked me to help augment and facilitate, which is already, you know, a fantastic and one of the best programs Isagenix has this year to work with it with Prize. And so I just want to let the listeners know that they might be seeing more with Prize and the Isobody Challenge in 2018, which will take their fitness and their health to a whole nother level. But nice. I'm a huge supporter of the Isobody Challenge. I think it's a wonderful way to keep people engaged with their fitness, but then also incorporate healthy nourishment. And you know, Kirsty, if I could, one of the things that I think has been another primary reason for the lack of success with New Year's resolutions or any healthy lifestyle, but primarily New Year's resolution, is that we oftentimes compartmentalize and separate healthy eating and nourishing our bodies with high quality nourishment and then exercise. And that's unfortunate because our bodies don't work compartmentalized. We're an integrated, you know, human being, organism, and that what we need to do is we need to couple and work together in a synergistic way what we put into our bodies in terms of high quality nourishment and the exercise we do. We need to let those two things, and then of course the whole mind body, we need to make sure that those things are all working in tandem with each other so that we get a synergistic effect. I think too often we separate those two things, and so one of the benefits of the Isobody Challenge is an opportunity for people to link much more closely and synergistically what they're doing physically and fitness and exercise wise with high quality nourishment. And when we can bring those two things together, the results are magnified. And then to build on top of that, this healthy mind body connection, the results will go even higher. So there's lots more, and I'm really excited for 2018 because it will be my primary focus in providing a much greater kind of relationship between Isagenix products and performance solution with the Isobody Challenge.
I love that. That's so great. And you know, that kind of leads into the next little thought here. Be watching for some healthy recipes and meal ideas, because we want to have that nourishment going into the body as easy and as fun as possible. So variety is the spice of life. So watch for that podcast that's coming up on this program in the next near future. And then just, you know, in closing out, Dr. Paul, you know, we're at the end of our time with you today. I'm sad. We could keep you on here for another hour, but I know you need to go. But just as far as any final thoughts in closing today, any last minute tips for success when it comes to, you know, people really driving home the success with their New Year's resolution goals?
You know, I think we all have to appreciate and recognize that we can't be perfect. And so allowing yourself to, you know, give in to the, you know, the temptation or the craving, and, you know, have a cheat moment every now and then, as long as it doesn't become a daily routine, I think is really important, Kirsty. And I always like to frame it out that way. But once you've committed to a healthy lifestyle and you're nourishing your body using the principles of protein pacing and Prize, those cravings and those temptations are actually diminished. But I think it's important for people to feel like they shouldn't, you know, go completely 100% cold turkey from any, you know, indulgence. I think that that's really important. I think we have to treat ourselves, and there's really good scientific evidence. Some of the studies that I've conducted have incorporated a cheat day or a cheat meal into a normal healthy routine of protein pacing and Prize, and people respond extremely well to that. So one thing I would just leave people with is during your New Year's resolutions, don't feel as though you need to remove all of those, you know, special treat indulgences that you might want to continue to enjoy. I think that's important to, you know, allow yourself to have those. Just make sure that they're not every meal. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I just I want to leave people with hope. I think there's hope for everybody out there to succeed in starting a healthy lifestyle. And that's really important. I think some people, and you kind of alluded to this at the beginning, feel hopeless and feel like there's nothing that they can do. And I want to send the message very loud and clear right here to say that there is hope for everyone to succeed in starting a healthy lifestyle. But hope without a clear strategy won't generate the success that you're looking for. Success only comes when you match that hope that you have and your optimism with a concrete vision of your future and a plan to get you there. And I think what we covered today with Prize is that concrete plan. So let that hope and that optimism continue to burn as you enter into this new year, but link it with a concrete plan of action, Prize, Isobody Challenge, and Healthy Mind and Body, and you're going to reach and exceed the goals that you set out.
Ah, so well said. Dr. Paul, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing all that you did. You are incredible. And you know what I love about you is you're kind of a big deal. You're actually a really big deal, but you're so humble and so cool and down to earth. And I know what's going on in that mind of yours based on science, and you can put things in a way that all of us can understand. So we really appreciate you being a part of our Isogenics family and, of course, being here with us today. So thank you and Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, Kirsty. That means so much. And Happy New Year to you and all the listeners.
All right. And everybody that's listening, again, Happy New Year. Best of luck with your New Year's resolution, health and wellness goals. We are so excited about it. And we want to hear with you about what's going on with you, too. So make sure that you register for the Isobody Challenge, get set on Healthy Mind and Body, go and get your GenioFit app on iTunes, start the Prize Protocol, make sure you've got all your products and your kitchen stocked. And again, best of luck. And until next time, best of health. Take care. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isogenics independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isogenics independent associate earnings statement found at www.isogenicsearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isogenics products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.